No. No. Did anybody get the, yo, like, that dude? Well, first of all, let's begin with this. See, this is why this ACS fucking shit is all fucked up. Because clearly, one, that fucking dude doesn't know what the fuck is going on. In the beginning, the nigga, if you kind of recall that shit, like, I'm talking to him, and he kind of says, like, oh, God. Like my man, like, it sound like, nigga, like, he was getting some head while the nigga was talking. Maybe from another dude. He sounded gay, that gay-ass fuck. Yo, son, like, and then he's telling me shit that conflicts with what the fucking supervisor bitch told me, or that, like, from earlier. Like, the bitch clearly tells me, she's like, yo, you know, on every shift until they make contact, there will be someone going to the house every shift until someone makes contact. This motherfucker gonna tell me, oh, well, no, we don't do that. The people on Monday that get your case, they're the ones that do that. My man, you understand? And I'm telling the nigga, that's not what the bitch told me earlier, dude. And he's telling me I'm telling you, man, these people are fucked up, man. Like, they do this shit, I don't even know what the purpose of this shit is, because clearly that's like Dumb and Dumber, nigga. yo, the dumb bitch from earlier and the dumber dude from now. Like, my man, that's Dumb and Dumber. That's dumb right there. This bitch is telling me clearly fucking neglect is not a form of child abuse. And this nigga is telling me that what the bitch told me earlier, they don't do. Yo, holy shit. Yo, I mean, yo, I can't. Yes.
Hey, my name is Taki. I'm calling from the ACS in regards to report you made.
Oh, yes.
All right. So the information I have is that is that mom is, well, I guess, for lack of a better word, the supervision is lacking at mom's house. We have a 13-year-old, that's your daughter. We have a 7-year-old with her as well. And she has a 19-year-old son. And you saw a video of your daughter fighting another girl?
Yes, while the mother is present.
With mom is there and sort of encouraging the fight?
Yes. Like,
okay.
Is that like child abuse, isn't that?
Not necessarily. It's not appropriate.
I mean, child abuse as in a form as, you know, that the child is, you know, lacking the basic needs of supervision. You know,
mom is there, so she's not unsupervised. I mean, you know, when you say supervision, is it inappropriate? Is it poor judgment? Absolutely. Is it abuse? Not really. Is it inappropriate? Is it neglectful to some degree? Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Is it abuse? No.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to cut you off, but isn't neglect a form of child abuse?
It's not abuse and neglect are totally different things.
But it's a form of child abuse. Neglect is a form of child abuse, correct?
It can be listed under child abuse, okay, but neglect and abuse are not the same thing. But neglect, maltreatment and abuse are not the same thing. However, it does fall under the umbrella of child protection.
Yeah. I mean, meaning not physical abuse,
right.
But it's a form.
It is definitely a protective issue, and it is definitely poor judgment,
yeah.
And it is definitely leads to questions about your ability to supervise.
Yes.
If you are encouraging your 13-year-old to have a fight and you're there recording it, that is absolutely inappropriate.
Yes,
I agree with you on that. All right, so that's a definite. Now, I see that you and mom has an order of protection against you at this point. Does the protection order cover the children or just mom?
The mother makes up all of this stuff. Mind you, she's on antidepressants. She's not stable. So all of this stuff with the order of protection, this is all made up nonsense, garbage.
Okay. Does it cover her or the children or both? Is it because sometimes the order is just for her?
Yeah, it's for all of them because I'm the bad guy.
All right, so there's an order of protection against you for mom and both children.
Yes, because I'm the bad guy.
All right. Is it a full stay away court or is it a full stay away order?
I have a limited? Yes.
A limited order of protection. So your order is just like not to harass, not to hit,
Okay. Yeah, no,
all right. So is there any type of court order visitation in place or do you guys?
No,
there is court order visitation.
Yeah, just put in place this week. Visitation.
Oh, okay. Oh, you just got a court order this week, or you guys just worked out an arrangement this week?
The girl put me through the system last week behind me voicing my opinion of things that's not right in the house.
Say she put you through the system. She had you arrested last week?
Yes, I got locked up last
week. Is that where the order of protection came from last week?
Yes.
Okay. So there was some type of incident last week that mom secured an order of protection against you.
Yes.
While
this kind of madness and she's being allowed to do all this.
You have a copy of the video as well?
Yes. Can I send it to you?
All right. not to me. I'm getting ready to explain to you how it works, even so you have an idea of how this is going to play out, okay? Not the whole thing, but just to, like, I'm not sure how familiar you are with ACS and our investigations, okay? So what's going to happen is, right now, it's, of course, Sunday morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And anybody you talk to, myself included, is working on this case for the weekend only. We are the emergency workers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody after me, somebody else is going to call you.
Okay.
That person is going to be the person who's actually going out to make the visit.
Okay.
They're going to go visit them tonight.
Okay.
They're going to go see everybody tonight. If they don't make contact, somebody will go back in the morning. We'll keep going back every shift until Monday morning. All right? On Monday, this family resides where? In Brooklyn. So on Monday morning, around 9 o'clock, the case will get assigned to a worker in Brooklyn. That is going to be the worker who has the case for the next 60 days or so. That worker is who you should share your videos and everything with. Because, like, sending it to me or the worker who you call, who talks to you tonight, after tonight, we don't have nothing. There's nothing we can do with it. You know what I mean?
I don't mind. I have it on my phone. I can send it to you. I can send it to her. I can send it to him and them and whoever.
Right. So I would say any evidence, anything you have, all your major concerns and everything, that's who you're going to need to share everything with, is the worker on Monday. When's the last time you saw your children?
Prior to last week when this nonsense happened, I didn't, maybe about 30 days before that.
Okay, so about within the month. So you saw them this summer. You saw them within the summertime.
Yes.
Okay. And how did your daughter fare in this fight? Was she injured? Was she hurt in any way? Did you know?
I wasn't there, but I can see.
From what you can see on the video.
I mean, they're beating each other up, and the mother is saying, beat her up, fuck her up, drag her, do all this, while the mother's there. I mean, there's two girls, my daughter and another girl. I think like they're holding each other hair, and with the other hand, they're slapping the shit out of each other.
Okay. So they just fight. No, but you've seen videos where a kid really gets hurt, in a fight.
Yeah, of course.
So that's what I was trying to figure out. Was your daughter really hurt in the fight? I mean, the fight is inappropriate with mom standing there acting crazy. I mean, and I don't know if she saw recently. I just saw recently a mother who drove her two kids to a fight, a 19-year-old and a 22-year-old, and they both got killed.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If nothing is said or she's
allowed
to do so, then you know what? Then that's what's going to happen in the long run.
The both kids got killed while the mother was there, and she drove them to the fight.
That's unbelievable. Like, what kind of parental skills,
right,
is that?
And you, yeah. And now imagine you have to go home knowing that you drove your kids to this fight, right, and they're both dead.
Yeah. But you know what? At the end of the day, the mother's retarded, because now you're going to get more time. You're going to get just as much time as the person that killed them.
Because ridiculous.
Like, I swear to my, yo, common sense goes a long way. Because if you got common sense, you're considered bright nowadays.
Right. So hopefully your kids are safe tonight. You know, like I said, there will be a visit made tonight. There will be a worker who calls you. My role in the case, just so you know, my role was to determine whether either of your children have injuries that were inflicted on them that would require me to bring in, like, special victims or child abuse detective squad. Doesn't sound like it at this moment, okay?
I hope not. But is this your cell number that you're calling me on?
This is an agency cell.
Great. I'm going to send you the video as well. There's the person on Monday as well. So just, I don't need any callback or anything. I just want you to view it for yourself. So you can be like,
okay.
Oh my God. Okay?
All right. Thank you. Okay. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Hey, this is JCS Administration for Children's Services, following up with the report that you made earlier today.
Yes.
Okay, just I'm wondering, when did you obtain the report? Oh my God.
What do you mean?
When did you obtain the camera?
Oh, I got it maybe about 3 hours ago, give or take.
3 hours, okay. And when was the last time you seen the children physically?
This was maybe about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. And since that time, have you had any contact with the children?
No.
Okay. All right. Did you see any weapons used at all?
I couldn't see it in the video, but hey, who knows? You know, the way this woman's mind frame is, but I didn't see anything in the video. I can send you the video.
No, it's fine. Did you call? Did the police respond to this case?
I called 911. I don't know if they responded or not.
Is this the first time incident like this happened?
What, physically like this? Fighting?
Between like children or anything, is this the first time an incident like this happened?
I mean, this is the first time I've seen it, but you and I both know that when something is brought to attention, normally this is not the first time.
And did you so you know what? I'm not gonna be the worker that's staying with this case.
She explained all of this. She explained it. For the weekend,
okay.
That on the weekday, somebody that's gonna be there permanently. I understand that you are there temporarily, but I also want to know if my children are okay as well.
Oh, okay, got you. All right, so that's I appreciate you telling me what she told you, because that's exactly right. And in regard to the responding, like whether or not your children are okay, I don't have that information. And
but, to be honest,
I'm not sure
if the person told you already that once the case is being investigated, you're not going to be. Yeah, I understand.
Yes,
I understand all this.
Provided,
she made me aware of all of that, but she also made me aware that the temporary workers will respond to the house to make sure my children are okay on every shift. That for every shift that someone will respond to the household, and if they're unable to make contact, then it will go to the other shift until somebody makes contact with them. So that's
correct. So somebody, it's not every shift.
Well, she said every shift. The person that called me, I don't know if she a supervisor or not, but she said every shift until there's a contact made.
So how about this? I can't speak on what she told you in regard to that specific So if she told you that, you can hold that if you like. Okay. But I'm telling you from what I have, I don't have it on my thing for every shit.
Yeah, well, I have it. Well, this is what she told me. I can
okay.
send you.
Okay, then that's okay.
Okay, okay. So I'm just wondering, will you, since is this another shift? Because nobody's made contact with my children as of yet. And the video that I seen is very disturbing. And
the next shift is after 8 a.m.
Okay. Okay. So there's not going to be any contact made tonight then?
Possibly not.
Okay, possibly not. Well, she made me aware that whoever called me on their shift, there would be an attempt made to go to the house, and there should be documents. I can send it to you if you unblock your number, because I have her number as well. I can send you the person that called me, her phone number.
I appreciate it, but I don't need it, because I'm just getting my directives directly from my supervisor.
Okay. Well, I guess that woman that contacted me, the initial contact wasn't a supervisor. I could assume, well, she made it seem like she was a supervisor because she's the one that made the initial contact with me. So,
okay.
And in the dialogue that she and I had, she made it perfectly clear that on every shift, there will be an attempt made to the house. And once there's an attempt, and if there's not an attempt on that shift, then the next shift will make an attempt until there's a contact made with the person at hand and my children. And I have it all recorded.
So did she also tell you that the information that's found would not be able to be provided to you?
No, she did not, because I made, the first initial ACS, well, when I called ACS initially, the 1-800 number, they took down my contact number. And I also have that recorded as well. And she said that there will be, I will be made aware of what happened to the, I have everything recorded. So, I mean, this is what they're telling me. I have recorded that she took down my contact information, and once contact is made or anything involving a case, that I will be made aware of. I have that.
In regard to my, like I said, once again, I won't speak on what she said. I'll tell you from what I have in regard to my experience here. Once a source calls in a case, the source is not provided with the investigation process. They can file something, I think, once the case is, I think, closed, possibly, but I cannot say that you during the investigation, once it's open, we're just asking you specific information, and then taking it from there.
I'm not talking about it during the investigation process. No, I'm not talking about me being aware of what y'all investigate. She told me that I would be aware, and I would be made aware once initial contact is made with my children.
No. That's a part of the investigation process.
Well, I have it recorded. I have a voice. I have the recording of her, she and I having dialogue, and that was what was stated.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, yes, I do appreciate your time, and I do appreciate you picking up the phone at this time.
Okay. Well, I was hoping that, you know, somebody would have said, okay, yeah, your children are okay. But I appreciate the call, boss man. I appreciate it.
All right, now, you have a good night.
You too.
All right, thank you.
Yo, oh, man. Yo, I have to start with this. I have to. Because this episode is going to be on ACS. All right. Now, is it me or do they have maybe a pamphlet in front of them that, because the dumb bitch from the dumb bitch and then the dumber dude, they're asking me the same series of questions. Yo, that's how, and then they think that other fucking people are, I don't know. And I'm special.
yo, seriously, guys and girls,
Guys and girls, you need to know I'm special. I'm a very special individual. You dig? But I'm not dumb. I am dumb. Don't get it. Yeah, I'm a dumb out. But if this is the procedure that ACS goes by, where the supervisor makes contact with the person behind a complaint over the weekend and for some odd reason nobody goes to rescue a child, if that was the case. Let's just say it was something other than what I complained about. So I'm taking it off of me. Let's just say, not even to say that, man. I would hope that there is a different procedure depending on the circumstance. Because, I have this, as you can see, guys and gals, from what the supervisor contacted me and she asked me same series of questions, besides the dumb bitch that didn't know what that neglect was a form of child abuse. But she also asked me the same series of questions that this fucking dumber dude asked me earlier. Were there any weapons present, and whatever he fucking asked me. Same questions. Now, nobody goes. Well, I wasn't. It would have been wishful thinking if somebody would have went over there, but I wasn't expecting that. But if you're not going to go over there, why the fuck is the second individual calling me? To do what? Please help me. Yo, like, seriously. Like, you see, the first bitch, the dumb bitch, she tells me that she says somebody else is going to call me, and that individual will, upon his shift, make his way towards the house. And if he doesn't make contact, then the shift after would continue trying until they made contact. And if if they was unsuccessful, then the shift after them. She clearly says that. And this dumber dude, you hear what he's saying? Oh, no, that's not the case. My supervisor, please listen, guys. Go back to the show, that I did yesterday, and listen to the interview with the ACS. The ACS woman, and listen to and then go back and listen to the ACS dude that's on this show. Mind you, these phone calls are maybe about 2 hours apart, give or take. I'm going to get the exact time frame, because now I'm curious to know. Straight conflicting evidence. I mean, not evidence. Straight conflicting statements that these two ACS workers are telling me. Now I'm curious. I'm very curious to know what the initial ACS worker is going to say on Monday. Yo, I'm taking bets. Now, true shit. If the ACS work on Monday, that's supposed to be the case worker, right? Because that's what the dumb bitch said, right? So, and if she asks me these same series of questions. Oh, shit. Yo, if she asks me the same fucking series of questions that the first dumber fucking couple did, what am I to do? Please help me. Please. Yo. Because, no, like, am I to stay quiet? Yo. Oh, shit. I gotta stop smoking this pot, nigga. Yo. Oh, shit, nigga. Oh. Like, seriously. Now I'm just thinking about it, right? Because I'm gonna record it, too. I'm gonna record it. Now. I'm more than 100% sure, I'm more than positive that the initial caseworker is going to ask me the same series of questions, which will be, now mind you, I forwarded the video to the dumb bitch, the supervisor, I guess, over the weekend, the dumb bitch that initially made contact with me. So I text her a copy of the video. Now, right? Why would the fucking dumber dude ask me was any weapons present when, I mean, in a system like that that's dealing with our children, isn't it? To speed things up, right? So time is of the essence. So everyone is productive, and everyone is on the same page. Why not just note it? And maybe, since the case is being passed along, why not pass along the information, fellas, guys and gals? I mean, that makes sense to me. So why is the second person asking me the same series of questions that the first person asked? Mind you, time is of the essence, right? I mean, if I'm running, if I'm running my business, yo, I'm trying to be more productive as well. Time management. Isn't time management like it's a major factor in my line of work, but obviously not in ACS's, because either they don't have the technology to, like, forward information as far as case notes and videos and shit like that, or they just choose not to. But either which way, they have no clue. Yo, man, I'll check y'all later. I'm going to get some lunch, but I'm going to be back in maybe about 10, 15 minutes.